Man, pretty much, you know, it didn't take but a day, you know, to get stuff done between the Eagles, because I feel like it was a mutual thing. We both wanted to be back. You know, it was no doubt in my mind that, you know, we weren't going to get it done, and I'm just happy it's over. And, you know, I'm excited to be here. Man, I just can't wait to see what's about to happen. You know, I know all this crazy stuff been going on, but, you know, if you trust him, you know, I trust and believe what he's going to do. Once everybody's here April 20th, it don't matter who's here, as long as we working.
Why do you trust what Chip's going to do?
Because, you know, when Chip first came in, we talked about, you know, establishing trust. And I feel like, the past 2 years, we've been winning 10 games. And, I mean, he gained my trust, you know, and what he's doing now. I mean, people might question, but I really feel like he's just doing what he thinks best for the team. And I feel like all he want to do is win championships. And if he got to do something crazy, you know, to do it, then, you know, so be it. I'm with him all the way.
Was there doubt in your mind after the season, Brandon, that you would be back?
I was a little nervous, man, because I know it's a business, you know. You always had that in the back of your mind. I've been here 5 years, you know. I call this home, and I'm just happy to say I'm got 3 more years to call this home.
How much did the fact, you know, that you wanted to start playing coming back here, did you have to know
that was my biggest thing, you know. I just wanted to give me a year of opportunity, just to, you know, just go out there like I did my rookie year, you know. Just give me that opportunity back that I need. Just to show you that I can be, you know, the starter for this organization and, you know, be pretty good at it too. So, you know, I just can't wait to show what I've been doing this offseason and, you know, I know we're going to work hard. And I know Coach Davis got a plan for us this year, and I'm just excited to see what's going to happen.
Did it take Trent leaving for you to realize that you will get that chance?
When that helped out in the decision. When Trent left, I love Trent to death. We talk still to this day. You know, it's just I understood. You know, when Trent was here, you know, he's a great player. I mean, and they love him here. He's been here longer than me, and, you know, he had a better contract than me, and, you know, he was playing. But once he wasn't here, I felt like that was my opportunity, and Coach showed me that he gonna let me get the opportunity.
Brandon, the guys that are coming here, Byron Maxwell, you know, the cornerbacks, Kiko Alonso, how do you kind of envision this whole thing coming together?
Man, I could just see Kiko running up behind me trying to make a tackle, because we both going to be, you know, trying to get after it. You know what I'm saying? I can see that on defense. I can see me blocking for Byron, you know, up the sideline, you know, as he taking the pig to the house. You know, I'm just envisioning all kind of stuff, you know, just having fun with it, you know. And I'm excited when, you know, he bringing guys in like that I know can help us as a team. And, you know, we getting D'Amico back. I mean, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of older guys, a lot of mature guys on this defense, and I'm just excited to see, you know, where can we go as a whole D under, you know, Coach Davis's, you know, cause and, you know, his plan.
In December you spoke about maybe going back to a 4-3 team. Why did you want to stay as a 3-4 outside linebacker?
Just talking to Chip and those guys before, you know, before I left, and, you know, they really felt like, you know, I was a 3-4 outside linebacker. You know, and when I thought about it, you know, some of the different positions they put me in, I won't be able to do that in the 4-3. You know, and I had to really sit down and talk about it, me and my wife, and, you know, we just came up with what was the best decision. And this was the best thing because it was the system I know, and I got real good at it. And one more year, I feel like I can definitely take off, you know, and I just can't wait to go out there and prove it.
Brandon, there's been like a half a dozen times in your career here where you thought you were gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you signed that contract,
I'm just so happy to be back, because the first part of my contract, the first contract, wasn't so good. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't so good. But this time, I can really fight back, and whatever the Eagles talked about beforehand can go out the door after this year, you know.
When you look at this whole situation, I know you kind of touched on it, but when you look at this whole situation, what Chip Kelly has done, getting rid of just about every offensive weapon over the last year or so, is there any part of you that is skeptical? I know you believe him, but is there any part of you that says, this is a little much here?
Well, I've been paying attention close to, like, the draft process right now, and I feel like it's a lot of, I mean, from what I see, I feel like it's a lot of depth, you know, in that draft right now at a lot of positions that he let go. You know, especially the running back position. You know, I'm excited to see what he's done, when he's going to do. You know, I mean, Nick Foles is, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, sad to see him leave, but I think, you know, he got his eyes on a plan. I mean, his plan is his plan, and I'm just here to work, and that's what I'm going to do. And I'm excited, you know, because I know Chip, you know, he definitely does it in a different way than, you know, anybody else. And, you know, I wouldn't have it no other way.
How close are you to signing somewhere else?
Probably want to say what 10% out of 100. Yeah, it was like let's get this deal done here, you know.
Because it seemed that at some point late in the week last week that it wasn't going to happen. Did you always feel like it was going to happen?
I felt like it was going to happen. I just felt like, you know, they might have wanted me to see, you know, I wanted to test free agency, but just to see my worth, to make sure I wasn't missing out on nothing. But at the end of the day, I thought about it like, you know, this is where I need to be, because if you're going to give me the opportunity, once they let T. Cole go, it kind of made me like, all right, let me go. Like, let me sign back, because they need to know if I'm coming back or not, because I didn't want them to move on from me if they was going to give me the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the offensive changes? I mean, there's a lot going on here, and it kind of surprised you?
You said the offense?
Yeah,
hey, at the end of the day, man, I mean – we still got players that can play that was behind those guys. You know, now they get their shot, you know. And just like what people saying about me, you know, oh, man, T. Cole gone, is he going to be able to fill those shoes? I really just can't wait. I ain't going to talk about it. I'm just going to go out there and work hard every day and then let it show out there when we playing. And that's my challenge to the offensive side. You know, they should be taking this as a smack in the face. It's like, you know, that they don't make our team, you know. The team – it's not an individual, you know, it's together. And as long as we stay together and work hard, I think we'd be okay.
If you think back to when Andy was fired, Chip comes in, and a 3-4 defense comes in, did you ever think at that point you'd be a second contract player?
No, I didn't think I was going to be here and be a second contract player when they came in with the 3-4, because I really didn't know. I haven't played linebacker since I was in high school. And, you know, I dropped in college, but it wasn't the same because it was still a 4-3. But, you know, now that I got used to it, man, I feel a lot better. I mean, I feel comfortable. I know what to expect, and that was a big thing, too. I didn't, you know, change is good, but I felt like, you know, this was a perfect situation for me, especially, you know, when T. Cole was out here. Mm-hmm.
Two more guys. Brett, you and Trent, I think, combined for 11 and a half sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's not here and you're going to probably get more snaps.
Oh, I got to pick up the slack.
I mean, do you have to be a double-digit guy?
Oh, no question. No question, you know, but at the end of the day, if we winning and I ain't double digits, that's cool too, you know. As long as I'm doing my job the best I can, sometimes you don't make the plays that you think you should make, but your teammate did, but you helped it, you know, that type of stuff. So I don't really worry about it. I let it happen how it's going to happen. Who knew I was going to get 5.5 this year? You know what I'm saying? Like that type of stuff. I missed a lot, but at the end of the day, you just don't know. And that's why I don't worry about it. I control what I can. That's working hard every day.
Now, you said you were almost 10% in terms of going somewhere, 90% staying here. What was the market like elsewhere when you looked around? What interest did you find when you looked?
I mean, you had – it wasn't really that much as you would think. I mean, it was two teams that were trying to get me, you know, and the Giants was one of them.
Who was the other one?
The Titans, and then, you know, the Eagles, obviously. But my eyes was on the Eagles. And then the Titans cut, like, they stopped once they seen that, you know, when I was just waiting on the Eagles. And then once the Eagles came through, you know.
And how about the Giants? Was that serious?
Yeah, I mean, it was serious, you know, but I told them I appreciate it, but, you know, I'm going to go with the Eagles, you know, and that's just what it was. I couldn't go up the street, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't be this close to Philly and think I was going to, you know, be, you know, not have to watch my back, you know, around the New York area. It's too close.
Well, you said, you know, you had the golfers and then you were waiting for the Eagles to come through. Was it pretty late? I mean, was this kind of a surprise when they came back to
you? No, I knew they were still talking, but it was just, you know, it took time and it worked out. And now I'm here and I'm just, everything is in the past, man. I'm just excited to get moving. You know, I love the process. I enjoyed it. And now I'm just, you know, ready to get to work.